learn in theory. This is something you should habit, actually. So they came back and said, oh, now we get it. Said, okay, sit down and do not forget. We. As long as you think about I, you will not get it. Do you remember? Somebody asked that, what is love? I said, you will get it when you become we. Clear. Then book two started to talk about the philosophy, the idea, how we think, how we see it. You remember how did it start? You should. It started with three different subjects in a long paragraph. The first was playing with one word, buzz. Buzz means open, buzz means falcon, buzz means again. Buzz means return. And we put them in a couple of verses right at the beginning to say that, listen, do you remember I talked about this birdie which is imprisoned in you? Ah, now you need another birdie. That's the falcon. Why? Because all your birdies are the slave of your merchant, right? And they do whatever for their merchant. Should I do this or not? It depends. Do I gain or not? That's simple. He said, ha ha ha. This is the trick. There is one birdie here who doesn't care about the food. Cares about hunting. It doesn't do it for itself. It does it for the king. It doesn't even pay attention to something because his eye is covered and he sits down quiet. All that stuff to say that you need the new way of thinking, which is trying to find the truth. No other stuff. Trying to find the truth and understand what love is. That's it. So he started to explain it. To say, okay, this was the first. But remember, there is something else here. What was the second point in that paragraph? Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Who does remember? Oi, 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 oi. That's a good test for the next time. Yeah. And the third part was, you should be the Abraham, and you should be ready to die for this. That's how important it is. And remember, there are two pictures of you. One is the real picture of you, which is an animal. The camera is taking your picture. What's the difference of taking the picture of an elephant? Same thing. That's the first picture of human being. But we have another picture of the human being, which Satan doesn't understand. We see the potentiality in human being. We look at the humans, and we will see different empty pots. But we know some of them could have something. And some of them will become the best wine that will change your feeling and emotion and all that. You started with that. Then what? Then step by step, explained this idea that we have, what it is, how we look at this we. We pass the I. We don't divide us and them. There is no them. We're all in it. He explained about it complete at the end. Then book three means enrichment. Now you should be rich, really. And by rich, we mean in this knowledge, you should enrich yourself. do this, do this, do this, do this. No. Right, the opposite. Don't do this, don't do this, because the tendency of this animal is always active. So you have to have control. To control yourself. To understand that. What are you doing with all this knowledge? If it's only theory, get rid of it. It should be something practical that changes your life. Think about it that way. Anyhow, we arrived at the book 4. Was an easy book, you remember. And the subject was easy. Unification. Coming together. Becoming we. Really me becoming we. Forgetting me. To understand I'm a part of something. A part of me, my existence here, is Mr. Jafari. A mullah in Iran 40, 50 years ago. It's in here. Because the personality I have, some part of it is made by him. This is how we are. We are a part of the society. We talked about it. Blah, 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 blah. Now, and it ended a very beautiful way. Now we are at the beginning of book 5. What does that mean? First, this is the last step before the fight, right? Then we paid an attention that it started with story of love. Then it became the knowledge, then enrichment, and each of them was clear what it is all about. Then, with unification, we started to go really beyond the normal logic and explanation. Here, the subject is bewilderment. It needs some translation. Not you. You. What is bewilderment?
All of the normal processes is beyond the logic. All of the normal, rational, animal intellect is transcended. It's made helpless.
I can't say no, but it was too much.
Too much.
It didn't came out really as an answer. What is bewilderment? Knowing that you don't know. Isn't it? Look at the opposition. Again together, like yin and yang. Knowing that you don't know. This is it. And you need it. Why? That's the good question. Why should I go towards bewilderment? I should try to find a place that everything is clear and I understand and I become the master. That was the goal. Remember, I came here to be the master here and they tell me that you should be stupid. Because bewildered looks stupid. The only difference is the bewildered knows that he doesn't know. Stupid one doesn't know. Period. So, that little difference is this. All of it. And you need it. And guess what? It's very difficult to explain. Because now we are arriving to somewhere that the explanation is silly. I'm bewildered. Explain it to me, please. How should I? I'm bewildered. You see how it is? And you know how choosy they are for choosing the word and all that? Because they know what they are talking about. Rumi knows that bewilderment It's a lovely position, because you don't know and you're not worried. You know that you don't know, because the stupidity was not knowing you don't know. Do you remember? There is this verse, it's very famous in Persian language. It will say, the fellow who knows and knows that he knows, he will fly above the horizon. His horse of knowledge will fly over the horizon. The fellow who doesn't know and knows that doesn't know, at the end, he will succeed somehow to arrive with that donkey at the end of the road. The fellow who doesn't know and doesn't know that he doesn't know, he will remain in the deep stupidity forever. جَهْلَ مُرَكَّبْ عَبَدُ الدَّهْرِ. It's like that. And there is only three situations over there. The first one, it's none of our business. That's the exception. The second one are we. When we realize that we don't know, we start to learn. As long as you think that you know, you don't need to learn. You know, period. So you're zero. The most important stuff is to understand that I don't know everything. It's impossible for one to know everything. Everything knows by everyone, and everyone is not here yet. That's how it goes. So, right at the beginning, we know where we are going. We are going to explain a situation which is not explainable, and we will try to understand that feeling which is in the best people about knowledge, about how are we in touch. This is book 5. Any question? And it's simple, isn't it? The subject is clear. Not being explainable is clear, but there is something. Rumi should say it right at the beginning, doesn't he? He will say, although this intellect is too weak to declare, one must quickly make a movement in that. We'll arrive to it. It is 16. Right at the beginning he will say, listen, I know that this subject is difficult and it cannot be explained, but we have to try, because everything was not absolute, it's relative. There are some special moments that somehow it works. For that moment, we have to try and try and try. This is book 5. And I hope before coming here today, you read it, because this is what education is all about. You will read a book, then you will come and sit down here to listen to the explanation about it. And you read it all, right? Yesterday or before yesterday. Okay, give to party. Start.
The king, Husamuddin, who is the light of the stars, demands the beginning of the 5th book.
Wrong.
You want me to start before that?
Yeah, the explanation is silly because the words are exactly the opposite. First of all, he's not demanding. He is talib. Talib, yearning.
Yearning.
Yearning is not demanding. Then yes, he is the king. Not a spiritual king. King as a label, the simplest label is here. The point is sifr. Beginning of the 5th book? No, it's not the 5th book. It's 5th sifr. And Sefer is like